唱的。
The brothers just said, and then we usually sing this song at gospel meeting.
我就想到感谢主在几周上一周几周前能够听到在大摩弟兄姐妹同心合意的福音。
Christian at our meeting several weeks ago.
我相信实在是在这样的聚会当中拿了主的同在。
I believe God is full of God's presence.
我相信在弟兄姊妹心中也满了喜乐。
And I believe that it was full of joy among us.
我们一同来为我们主耶稣做见证的时候，神就与我们同在。
When we testify our Lord, and He will be with us.
圣灵也就把喜乐充满在我们中间。
The Holy Spirit will fill the joy in us.
更感谢主的是早晨能够和弟兄姊妹一同在主的饼杯面前，把感谢、赞美、敬拜来献给他。
And I praise the Lord that before we at the table, we give Him all the praises and thanks.
我们实在经历到，当我们这样子围绕在饼杯面前，感谢、敬拜、赞美主的时候，主实在是与我们同在。
And then I praise the Lord when we sat at His table and when we praise Him, and then He is with us.
这早晨啊。弟兄姊妹一同来交通的一件事情，关于福音。
I would like to fellowship with you. It's about gospel.
这才是天国的福音。
The gospel of kingdom of heaven.
我们先开始，我们先读几处的经文。
Let's read several scriptures.
请打开新约圣经第一卷书马太福音。
The first book of the New Testament, Book of Matthew.
我们第一处要读的是在马太福音第四章第十七节。
Matthew chapter.
4
verse 17.
马太福音四章十七节。
Matthew chapter 4 verse 17.
从那时候，耶稣就传起道来说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”
From that time on, Jesus began to preach, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near."
我们第二处经文还是在马太福音第十一章。
Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音第十一章，我们要读第十二节。
Matthew chapter 11 verse 12。
从施善的时候到如今，天国是努力住的，努力的人就得着了。
From the days of John the Baptist till now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force.
下一处在马太福音第二十四章。
Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音二十四章，我们读第十四节。
Verse 14。
马太福音二十四章第十四节，这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come.
这个是早晨的负担，这天国的福音要传遍天下。
My burden this morning is this, this gospel will be preached in the whole world.
对万民做见证。
And it will be testified in the whole nation, in all nations.
来处经文在启示录，新约圣经表一卷书。
Next is the book of Revelation.
启示录第十一章。
Chapter 11.
我们读第十五节。
Verse 15.
启示录十一章第十五节，第七位天使吹号，天上就有大声音说：世上的国成了我主和主基督的国，他要做王，直到永永远远。
The seventh angel sounded his trumpet, and there was a loud voice in heaven, which said, "The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of the Christ, and he will reign forever and ever."
我们最后一处读路加福音。
Lastly is Book of Luke.
路加福音第十七章。
Chapter 17.
我们就读二十一节。
Verse 21.
路加福音十七章二十一。
Luke chapter 17 verse 1.
人也不得说看哪在这里，看哪在那里，因为神的国就在你们心里。或坐就在你们中间。
People will say here it is, or there it is, because the kingdom of God is in your midst.
就是当法利赛人问主耶稣说神的国几时来到的时候， 主对他们的回答。
This is the Lord replied to the Pharisees when they asked, and when is the kingdom of heaven come?
主说神的国就在你们心里，就在你们中间。
Lord told them, the kingdom of heaven is in the midst of you.
我们请在主面前有一点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
We thank and praise you.
主，你说这天国的福音要传遍天下，给万民做见证，然后末期才。
Oh Lord, you say the kingdom of the God's kingdom will be preached in the whole world and taught for all nations, and then the end will come.
主，我们知道那是你再回来接我们的时候。
Lord, we know that is the time you are coming to receive us.
因此早晨我们愿意靠着你的圣灵，我们一同的来思想这天国的福音。
This morning by the Holy Spirit revelation, we would like to think about the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
主，好叫我们能够照着你所吩咐的，能够将这天国的福音传遍天下。
So that Lord, by your command, we will share the gospel to all nations.
我们也能够为这天国的福音向万民做见证。
And we will be testified for the gospel of the kingdom of the kingdom to all nations, to all people. And we prepare for your coming.
主，早晨我们就把这段时间仰望你。
We place the following time in your hands.
求你向我们的心说话。
You speak to our hearts.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
我们知道马太福音乃是新约圣经中第一卷书。
You know, Book of Matthew is the book of the New Testament.
不知道弟兄姊妹有没有思想过为什么圣灵将神的意思来安排马太福音作为新约圣经的第一卷书。
I don't know if you think about why the Holy Spirit to arrange the Matthew as the first book of the New Testament.
对我们蒙恩的罪人来说，我们对约翰福音我们特别有感觉。
But the people who saved by grace, we all know about Book of John.
因为约翰福音让我们看见了，认识了神的爱。
Because the book of John led us to know the love of God.
因为神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡。
Because God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son to them, for those who believe in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
特别对我们这些原本死在罪恶过犯中的人。
Especially for the sinners who were dead in our iniquities.
当我们接触到神是这样子爱了我们。
When we know and God loves us so much,
神是这样子为我们付上了极重的赎价，买赎回来。
And He purchased us by pay the great price.
我们的心是何等的感恩，何等。
How we thank Him and rejoice.
但是我们很稀奇的，圣灵照着神的意思，他没有把约翰福音放在新约的第一卷书。
But amazingly, the Holy Spirit didn't put the John as the first book.
圣灵照着神的意思，神的心意，却把马太福音作为新约圣经的开始。
By the will of God, the Holy Spirit, you know, ordered, I mean, put the Matthew as the first book.
所以我们必须要知道神的心意究竟是什么。
We must know what is the heart desire of God.
神要人明白他的心意中所最重要的事是什么。
And what is the most important from His will, and God wants us to know?
我们知道马太福音是一卷天国福音的书。
We know Book of Matthew is about the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
有读圣经的弟兄甚至这么说，马太福音是整本新约圣经中，甚至是整本圣最难读的一卷书。
And then some brothers and sisters, some brothers mentioned that the Book of Matthew is the most difficult one.
因为它乃是讲到天国的奥秘。
Because it's talking about the mystery of the kingdom of heaven.
它乃是叫我们认识这位天国的君王。
It has led us to know the king of the kingdom of heaven.
所以说我们打开马太福音开头，我们就看见那乃是那王的家谱。
And then when at the beginning of Matthew, you know the genealogy of Jesus.
虽然我们主耶稣来到地上，他成了奴仆的形象。
Our Lord, He can become has a form of a slave.
我们看见在马可福音那里，他似乎就像一个非常忠心忙碌的仆人，在那里服侍神。
In Book of Mark, we see that he is like a servant, faithfully to serve God.
但是圣灵并没有将马可福音放在新约的第一卷书。
But the Holy Spirit didn't put Mark, Book of Mark, in the first book.
叫我们能够明白，在神心目中，他的儿子耶稣乃是来到世上要做王。
And then, in order to let us to know that his son came to earth and then is to be the king.
因为主耶稣的生命乃是一个王的生命。
Because the life of our Lord is a life of a king.
就像我们刚才诗歌所唱的。
It's like whether the song we just sing.
他虽然离开了天上荣耀的宝座。
Even though he left the glorious throne.
他将自己倒空。
He emptied himself.
他降卑为人。
And he became a man.
但是他里头的生命还是那个王的生命。
But the life in him is the life of a king.
这是神在新约圣经一开头主要我们认识的。
This is what God wants us to know at the beginning of the New Testament.
所以我们看见在马太福音第一章耶稣基督的家谱的时候。
When we see the genealogy of Jesus.
他第一件事所讲的就讲到他是大卫的子孙。
The first thing I mentioned, he's the descendant of David, son of David.
我们读中文圣经，我们看不对，中文圣经他是说他是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And then in Chinese version it says he's the son of Abraham.
那原文圣经呢，他乃是讲到他先说到他是大卫的子孙。
In the original version, it says he's the son of David.
在这段家谱里头，让我们看见有一个君王。
And then in this genealogy, we see a king.
就是以色列历史当中最伟大的君王。
The greatest king in Israel history, which is David.
所以这里看到耶西生大卫王。
And here it says Jesse.David is the son of Jesse.
所以我们看见这位人子耶稣，他的生命乃是一个王的生命。
So that we see the Son of Man, Jesus, actually he has the life of a king.
那他是王的生命来到地上呢？这位天王来到地上，他要做什么呢
？The King of Heaven, he killed Earth. What he's going to do?
对犹太人来讲，他们乃是活在那由罗马帝国的统治之下。
For the Jew who lived back then, they live under the sovereignty of Romans.
他们心中所期盼的乃是神所应许那位弥赛亚，要来救王的弥赛亚呢，把他们从罗马帝国统治底下拯救出来。
What they hope is the Messiah will save them from the power of the Romans.
但是神却让我们看见他的儿子耶稣基督来到地上做王，他乃是要将他的百姓从罪恶中拯救出来。
But the God led us to see his son will came to earth is to save his people from sins.
所以我们看见明白主在地上他所要做王的一个最主要的一个一个使命，乃是要将属他的人从罪恶的权势里头给拯救出来。
So that we see the most important mission of the Lord, He came to earth is to save His people from sins.
所以马太福音第二章就让我们看见他生下来，他乃是王的。
And then the book of letters to see he was to be born to be as a king.
原本属他的人乃是活在那罪和死、那撒旦作王的权势之下。
People who belong to him.Was live under the power of Satan and this death.
当始祖亚当夏娃犯罪之后
，When Adam and Eve sin,
罪就做了王。
The sin becomes their king.
死也做了王。
And so does the death.
比较所有从亚当夏娃所生的人，所有的世上的每一个人。都活在那罪和死的权柄之下。
For people who were born under Adam and Eve, we all live under death and sin.
但今天时候满足的时候，神的儿子来到地上。
When time comes, the Son of God came to earth.
他来要做王。
He came to be a king.
他要将神属神的人从罪和死的权势之下给拯救出来。
He will deliver people who belong to God from death and sin.
所以到了马太福音第三章，我见这王的生命显出来了。
In chapter 3, Matthew chapter 3, we will see that the life of the king reveals his life.
你看见这王的生命显出来的时候，就胜过了撒旦。
When he reveals his life and he overcame Satan.
胜过那借着罪和死在人当中做王的那位撒旦。
And he overcame Satan who had the power over man withDeath in a sense.
所以我们看见到第四章，主耶稣就来面对撒旦的试探。
In chapter 4, Lord faced the temptation from Satan.
我们知道亚当夏娃因着撒旦的试探失败了。
We know Adam and Eve failed of the temptation from Satan.
但在这里我们看见主耶稣经过撒旦三次的试探。
But here we see a Lord passed the three temptations from Satan.
撒旦向主耶稣所这些试探，跟从前向亚当夏娃的试探是一样。
The temptation was the same as the Satan tempted Adam and Eve.
他只是在人的心智里头来迷惑人。
And then he confuses in our minds.
所以他对主耶稣说：“你若是神的儿子。”
And he said to the Lord, "If you are Son of God."
你就做这件事，做那件事。
And you do this and that.
但是我们感谢主，我们的主胜过了撒旦。
But praise the Lord, he overcame Satan.
他知道他来到地上，他所侍奉的是谁。
And he knows he came to earth who he served.
当他到第三次撒旦试探他的时候，我们看见主耶稣转守为攻。
At the third time, when Satan tempted him, and then he started defense.
他叫撒旦退去。
And he say, Satan, stay away from me.
他说，因为经上记着说，当拜主你的神，当要侍奉他。
For it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only.
这对讲是一个重大的打击。
And Satan was defeated.
因为撒旦应该是要敬拜神的。
Because Satan should worship God.
因为他是受造的那位天使长。
Because he was the archangel who was created by God.
但是因着骄傲而背叛了神。
Because his pride, he rebelled against God. And he want to worship himself.
他要受造之物也来侍奉他。
And he want all the creation serve him.
但在这里我们看见主耶稣如何抵挡了撒旦。
But here we see how Lord defeated Satan.
那王的生命如何胜过了撒旦的试探。
And we know the life of the king has overcame Satan.
他斥责撒旦说，当要敬拜主你的神，当要侍奉他。
He rebuked Satan and say we should worship the Lord your God and serve him only.
我们看见魔鬼撒旦就暂时离开他了。
And then we know Satan just left him temporarily.
但是从那个时候之后，撒旦还是无时无刻的要来试探引诱主耶稣。
But after that, Satan tried.And all the time he tried to tempt Lord, test Lord.
但我们看见主他一直的得胜。
But we know our Lord, he was winning all the time.
这是主他那作王的生命彰显出来，胜过了撒旦。
Because the life of a king manifested and defeated Satan.
所以当到了第四章的后面，我们看见这时候当主得胜之后，他就开始公开的传道。
And then at the end of chapter 4, when our Lord won the victory and he started his missions.
我们主第一个信息是非常简单、清楚、简单的。
And then the
信息 message.
Oh, his message was very clear.
他就说，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
And he says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near.
所以主耶稣开口所传的就是传着天国的福音。
And what he preached is the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
他说天国近了。
He said the kingdom of heaven is near.
这天国是什么意思呢？
What does it mean, kingdom of heaven?
天国乃是天在地上掌权。
Kingdom of heaven is the heavens in earth.
我盼望弟兄姊妹早晨能够清楚明白这件事。
I hope brothers and sisters will understand this.
如果有人问你天国是在哪里
？And if someone asks you where is the kingdom of heaven?
弟兄姊妹知道了吗
？Do you know?
天国是在哪里
？Where is the kingdom of heaven?
是在地上，不是在天上。
Is on earth, it's not in heaven.
天国不是将来我们要去的地方。
It is not the one we're going to.
天国乃是今天在地上存在的。
It is exist on the earth today.
所以我们知道天国跟我们是息息相关的。
It is closely related to us.
天国不是像保险一样是将来才要发生的事情。
It is not like an insurance. It will happen in the future.
所以当耶稣公开传道的第一篇信息，他就说天国近了。
So his first message, it is the kingdom of heaven is near.
乃是因为天上的神要主他的人在地上来执掌王权。
It is the kingdom of heaven through me will reign on earth.
建立在地上来建立这天的国度。
And he will establish on earth the kingdom of heaven.
来建立神所掌权的一个范围。
And he will have the territory that God will reign.
如果我们读旧约圣经，读到旧约圣经末了的几卷先知书。
If we read all the prophets, yeah, in the Old Testament.
你发现在那里，他们当他们在呼在向这位神祷告的时候，在向我们的神祷告的时候，他们所用的词乃是说天上的神。
And then when you pay attention when they pray to God and they say God in heaven.
当亚伯拉罕在地上的时候，他要向神祷告的时候，他乃是称呼这位神是天地的主。
And when Abraham prayed, he said, God of heaven and earth.
但我们看见因着神的选民以色列百姓悖逆神。
We know when God's chosen people Israel, they sin against God.
他们不愿意神来做他们的王。
They didn't want God to be their king.
他们要另外选一个自所拣选的王。
They want another king select by themselves.
就像先知撒母耳对以色列神对先知撒母耳所说的，他们不是厌弃你。他们乃是厌弃我做他们的王。
Like God said to Samuel, He said, "They are not forsake you, but they forsake me to be their king."
我们知道，原本以色列在地上应该成为神的见证。
And we know the Israelites, they supposed to be the testimony on earth for God.
他们应该是服在神的王权底下。
They supposed to subject themselves to the power of God.
来彰显神的荣耀。
To manifest the glory of God.
但是我们看见神借着先知多次都帮在那里来。呼喊他们悔改。
But through prophets, and God called them many times.
但因着他们刚硬和悖逆。
Because their hardened heart and their rebelling.
神做他们的王。
They refused God to be their king.
到了先知书的末了，我们看见圣经记载着乃是天上的神。
And then so at the end of the Old Testament, what Bible recorded it says, to heaven.
神的权柄就是在地上受了限制。
And it is since God's sovereignty was limited on earth.
因为属神的人不愿意让神来做他们的。
Because the God's people, they didn't want God to be their king.
这是神心意的奥秘。
This is the mystery of God's will.
我们的神原本是独行其事的神。
Our God did miracle.
神他不需要跟任何人商量，他可以凭自己的旨意。行万事。
He doesn't need to discuss with man, and he will done work by his own will.
但跟因着神旨意的奥秘，当神造了他的形象，造了人之后。
But because of the mystery of God's will, and after he created man,
神把这大地治理的权柄也交给了人。
God gave an authority to man to manage the world.
神原本是盼望人顺服神。
God hoped that man will humble and will obey.
让神的权柄能够透过来治理全地和万物。
And so that through man, God will manage the whole world.
这是神旨意的奥秘。
This is the mystery of His will.
神拣选了那比天使微小的人。
And God chose the man who is a little bit less power than angel.
要来胜过仇敌撒旦。
It will overcome the adversary Satan.
彰显神的荣耀。
Or to glorify God.
所以我们看见这在那时候，在地上神找不到人，是让他能够来做王执掌权柄。
And so God couldn't find a man. So let God to reign, to rule on the earth.
我们感谢主，当神的儿子耶稣基督来到地上的时候。
But praise the Lord when His Son came to the earth.
在马太福音十一章，主耶稣祷告的时候，他恢复了这件事情。
In Matthew chapter 11, when Lord prayed and He heard this, restored this.
主祷告说：“父啊，天地的主。”
And the Lord's Father, the Lord of heaven and earth.
感谢主，神在地上。找了一个人。
Praise the Lord, God found a man on earth.
神得到一个人是能够让神做王掌权的。
He won a man who is allowing Lord God to be the king.
这是我们主耶稣来到地上，他要恢复的一件事情。
This is the purpose that Lord came to earth.
主耶稣虽然来到地上了，他却说天国近了，而不是说天国到了。
When Lord preached, he said the kingdom of heaven is near. He didn't mention it's arrived.
为什么说天国近了呢？
Why the kingdom of heaven is near?
是因为天国的王已经来到。
Because the king of heaven has arrived.
我们知道一个国度必须有一位君王。
We know a kingdom must have a king.
但是国度有君王。够不够呢？
Is there, that's not enough to just to be a king.
这国度必须还要有子民。
The kingdom must have people.
就叫有一群人是服在王的权柄之下。
There's a group of people who are under the sovereignty of the king.
这个完整的国度。
That is a complete.
所以主耶稣来到地上的时候，因为还没有得着那天国的子民。
When Lord came to the earth, but he hasn't received the king.The people from the kingdom.
所以他所传的第一篇信息乃是说天国近了。
That's why his first message is the kingdom of heaven is near.
天国的王已经来到。
Because the kingdom of heaven has arrived.
但主在那里呼召天国的子民。
But he was calling the people from the people of heaven.
他呼召罪人要悔改。
And he calls sinners to be repent.
悔改成为天国的子民。
To repent to be the people of kingdom of heaven.
好叫天国能够在地上能够被建立，能够被开展。
So that the kingdom of heaven will be established and it will be developed.
那这悔改是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to repent?
悔改乃是说到回转。
It is to return.
从前有一群的传道的服侍神的一群宣教士还有牧师们。
Before there was an evangelist, pastors.
他们开了一次大会。
They had a gospel meeting.
那里呢，在聚会当中呢，他们讨论一件事情。这悔改究竟是什么意思？
They discuss one thing and they want to know the meaning of repent.
这悔改虽然只有两个字，但它却是很多神学院的学生牧师们当中，他们所研究的论文都是以这个作为题目。
Even though to repent in Chinese two words, but many students, they write paper about it.
在那些大会当中，许多的人呢，他们就发表了许多的言论，来试着解释说明这悔改的意义到底是什么。
So that at that conference, they discuss and they try to talk about the meaning of repent.
大家众口云云说了半天，大家还是弄不清楚到底悔改是什么意思。
They have different opinions, but they didn't know what is the real meaning of repent.
还有一位。看起来一点都不起眼的一个很老的一个传道人，他从坐在后面就举起手，对主席说，可不可以让他说几句话。
And the old, senior brother, and then he rose his hand and he talked to the chair and say something.
许多人就是这个他们都不认识的人。
And people despised him because they didn't know him.
看起来也没什么学问，也不怎么起眼。
And he didn't look like he is very knowledgeable.
但是因为在会中都是鼎鼎有名的大牧师、传道人。
Because at the conference they're all famous evangelists and pastors.
所以他礼貌性的就对这个传道人说：“好，给你五分钟时间。”
But they were polite to give him five minutes.
看你能够说出什么这个关于悔改到底意义是什么。
And then to see what do you think about the repentance.
这个老传道人就从后面从座位站起来。
So this brother and he stood up.
就开始往讲台这个方向走。
And then he walked towards the podium.
他边走就边大声在那里喊叫说：“我灭亡了，我要下地狱了。”
And then while he was walking, and he say, "I am perish. I'm going to sink down to hell."
他向着讲台走，边喊边走边叫。
And then he cry out, and then he walk.
大家都以为这传道人是不是脑袋有什么问题？
Everybody think he probably was crazy.
他就说：“我灭亡了，我要下地狱了。”
He said, "I'm perishing. I'm going to the hell."
他来到讲台的面前。
When he approached to the podium,
他就突然一个转身。
He turned around.
他就要往他的座位走回去。
And he turned around and walked back to his seat.
他边走就边喊叫着说：“我得救了。”
While he's walking, and then he says, "I'm saved."
我得救了，我得永生了。
I'm saved. I have the eternal life.
突然间，在会众的人就明白了回转是什么意义。
All of the sudden,
悔改是什么意义？
All of the sudden, all the multitudes they understand what does it mean to repent.
悔改乃是一个回转。
To repent is to turn around.
原本我们是往一个错误的方向。
We will walk to the wrong direction.
原本我们就向着那罪恶死亡沉沦的深渊。
we will walk to the pit of death and sins.
但今天因着神脸,
but for the grace of God,
我们有一个悔改,
we repent.
我们有一个回转,
we turn around.
我们的方向改变了,
we change our direction.
乃是向着神的方向。
And we walk towards direction towards God.
向着神的宝座,
and towards the throne of God.
我们成为一帮蒙恩得救的人。
We become a people who are saved by grace.
所以这个悔改是一个非常彻底的。
This repent has to be completely.
是一个180度的一个转向。
It is you have to turn 180 degrees.
Yeah.就原本是往西的，你现在是往东。
Originally, you try to go to west, now you go to east.
所以这个悔改呢，使徒约翰如何来解释这个悔改的意义呢
？And so John the Baptist, how did he explain repent?
我们前面讲到这个约翰，他是一个施洗的约翰。
And we know John is John the Baptist.
他能借着这个洗，这个水的洗啊，来。说明悔改这件事。
Baptism through the water, and then it's talking about to repent.
为什么说死是来代表这彻底的悔改呢
？Why death is talking about completely repent?
当我们给一个为一个信主的蒙恩信主的弟兄姐妹施洗的时候
，When we baptize a brother or sister,
我们看见他就被按到水里头去。
We know he or she was pushed down under the water.
而且完全的进到水里头。
And completely in the water.
那就代表。乃是与主耶稣一同死一同埋葬
It represent and he or she this person was buried and died with Christ
不仅与基督一同钉十字架死了并且他埋葬了埋在水里头
Not only crucified on the cross with Lord but buried
那我们是不是就把弟兄姐妹就留在水里头呢
Did we just leave the brother or sister in the water?
那就真的就死了
And then he will really be dead.
感谢主，我们还要把这位受浸的弟兄姐妹从水里头给带起来。
Praise the Lord, we have to take him out of the water.
就让我们看见，这是一个从死里复活。
And we see that's the resurrection.
这是与基督一同复活的见证。
That is the test he resurrected with Christ.
这是一个完全。
It is a completely change.
原本我们是走向死亡，走向灭亡的。
We were walk towards death and perish.
我们完全的相反。
But now we return to the opposite way.
我们乃是走在这复活生命的路上。
But we walk on the revelation and the life.
这是一个全新的改变。
This is a new change.
而且它是一个不断的更新的改变。
It is a renew.
就像早晨弟兄所祷告的，我们在基督里成了新造的人。
Like what we brother prayed, and we become a new creation.
不仅成为一个新造的人，而且在我们里面这个新的生命。乃是一天心思一天
It's not only became a new creation But our mind was renewed daily
这是主耶稣所传的第一个福音
This is the first gospel that Lord preached
他说天国近了你们应当悔改
He said repent for the kingdom of heaven is near
借着这个悔改呢叫主的国度能够被建立在
through this repentance so the kingdom of heaven will be exist.
主耶稣接着就呼召了十二个门徒。
Then Lord called 12 disciples.
因为这十二个门徒在他们身上有一个真实的悔改。
Because those 12 disciples had the real repentance.
我们看见就带进了天国的实际。
And then we see the reality of kingdom of heaven.
不仅我们有了天国的王。
Not only have the king of the kingdom of heaven.
这天国的王能够在信他的人身上，他来执掌他的权柄。
But this king will rule over his people who believe in him.
一同的来见证国度是属乎神的。
And they testify this kingdom of heaven belongs to God.
我们看见到今日天国在地上开展已经有2000年。
Until now, we know the kingdom of heaven was exist for over 2,000 years.
虽然这天国在地上。它还是隐藏的。
Even this kingdom of heaven on earth is still hidden.
是世上的人所不能认识的。
This is the worldly people do not know.
但在属神的人的心中。
But in the hearts among the people who belong to God.
在属神的基督徒间。
But among Christians.
我们知道主他是作王。
We know Lord is our King.
他是执掌王权。
And he reigns.
他乃是在我们生活当中来管理。我们的行事为人
He is in control
这是我们向万民所做的见证。
This is the testimony we have to the whole nation.
我们不仅用了口来向全天下传扬这天国的福音。
Not only are we proclaim to the whole world.
我们还是借着我们的生活，借着我们的行事，我们来见证，向万民做这样的见证。
But we testify through our deeds.
神是我们的王。
God is our king.
主耶稣基督是这位天国的君王。
Lord Jesus is the king of the heaven.
他在我们身上，在我们生活中，他来执掌王权。
And he reigns over our life.
今年夏令会成立中的信息提醒我们。
At the summer conference, Brother Chan's message.
主耶稣回来的日子实在是近了。
He reminded us that Lord come is really near.
在主回来的日子。
At the day he comes.
我们主耶稣基督他乃是要以那荣耀的君王回到地上。
And he will come like a glorious king.
是一个公开的一个降临。
And he will descend to the whole world.
在那个日子是万膝要跪拜，万口要承认耶稣基督他是主，他是王。
At that day the whole nation will confess he is the Lord.
这就是启示录在那里记载第七号天使吹号的时候。
That is in Revelation it says when the seventh angel sounded trumpet.
七号，第七号。
Oh, the seventh trumpet.
的时候，天上有大声音说，世上的国要成了我主和主基督耶稣的国，主基督的国。他要做王直到永远。
There is a loud voice in heaven which says the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of the Christ and he will reign forever and ever.
我们看见这是神的国，基督的国在地上完全公开的显明。
And the kingdom of heaven will be totally revealed on earth.
因为为了那个日子我们在地上，我们必须要来为这天国的福音做见证。
And for that day we have to testify of the kingdom of heaven.
所以虽然这是主耶稣在地上所传讲的第一篇信息，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
Even though this is the first message that Lord preached, repent for the kingdom of heaven is near.
这今天仍然是我们所需要听见的信息。
But still, this is the message we should hear today.
今天仍然是我们所需要的态度。
This is still the attitude we need.
我们必须要悔改、回转来向神。
We must repent to return to God.
我们必须要为天国做这样的见证。
We must testify for the kingdom of heaven.
在马太福音十一章那里，主耶稣告诉我们，天国是努力进去的，努力的人就得着了。
In Matthew chapter 11, Lord tells us, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force.
为什么我们说这个福音呢？
When we say the gospel of kingdom of heaven,
因为我们所熟悉的乃是恩典的福音。
Because what we familiar is the gospel of grace.
我们知道乃是神的恩典。
We know that's upon God's grace.
罪人因着信耶稣基督，我们得着了永生。
Sinners believed in Jesus, we received eternal life.
我们原本是该灭亡的一般人。
And we should perish.
那今天因着神的恩典，我们什么都没有做，就因着信了耶稣基督。我们就得着这宝贵的永生。
But by His grace, we did nothing, but we received this precious eternal life.
我们得着这新的生命。
We received this new life.
这是白白的恩典。
This is that the grace is free.
但是这里主耶稣告诉我们，天国却是要努力进入的。
But here, Lord tells us the kingdom of heaven suffers violence.
努力的人才能够得着。
The violent take it by force.
所以我们必须要心智里头必须要有一个清楚的转变。
We have to clear our mind.
这生命神借着恩典赐给了我们。
The life that God gave it to us by
grace. 这是非常非常宝贵的一件事情。
That is very precious.
这主耶稣在十字架上所为我们成就的救赎。
That is the salvation He accomplished on the cross.
他的血